Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. But I look good. I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Oh, it's Friday. It is Friday, 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 Friday. Actually, Friday the 13th. If we already didn't have a weird week going on, right? This week is Friday the 13th. It is.
What?
Yeah, I know. I know, Russ. Oh, boy. I mean, where do we go from here, right? I mean, my goodness. There are no sports taking place. You know, I can't sit here and preview. You know, normally on a day like today, I mean, it's March 13th. Normally on a day like today, we will be previewing the Big Dance, the NC2A tournament. We would have been previewing Michigan State playing in the Big Ten tournament. They were supposed to tip off at 6:30 tonight from Indianapolis, Indiana at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. But of course, as with most sporting events out there, with the exception of the Premier League darts. Did you see that? I tell you what, I was starving for sports so much that I just said to myself last night, what sporting event is taking place tonight? What is going on? You know, I think NASCAR even has made a statement now that they will be taking a hiatus. They have suspended races, one of the last sports to bend due to the coronavirus outbreak, trying to prevent the coronavirus COVID-19 from spreading. So I think with the exception of, like, you know, MMA and the Premier Dart League. Yeah, I kid you not. I looked this up last night. And these guys are, there's a professional league for throwing darts. And Glenn Durant, he remains one of the top Premier League dart players after he beat a brother named Daryl Gurney in Liverpool. Yep, I was that desperate. That's where we are right now as a sports society. So it's going to be really tough, man. You know, it's really tough to talk sports when sports aren't taking place. But we are going to try. I'm going to try my hardest as we continue to wait and prepare and be safe in this really trying moment here in our nation. And as I mentioned on yesterday's Current Sports, if you didn't tune in to yesterday's Current Sports, I want to let you guys know that moving forward, this is how we plan to keep current sports in your lives. All right? We're going to make the call this weekend around Sunday. It's going to probably be on Sunday. Whether or not we will proceed next week with live shows from Studio S, we'll make that call. You will know when we make that call, because I'll make the announcement on my Twitter page at Al Martin, WKAR, and our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News, all right? So make sure you're following both of those social media avenues, because I'll give you guys an update on Sunday how we plan on moving forward. If we decide not to hold any live current sports shows in Studio West until further notice, as you guys know, Michigan State students are not meeting in person here on this campus for in-person classes until April 20th. And who knows, that date may be moved up. A lot of students feeling like, yeah, that the semester's over. I'm done. And to put that in perspective, I'm driving around heading into Studio S. And much like yesterday, I am seeing many parents helping their son, daughter, niece, nephew, cousin load buckets of big, huge, green carriers of belongings to cars, symbolizing that, yeah, we're heading home. We're done. Semester's over. So campus is becoming like a ghost town right now, and we are taking every precaution that we can as a station here at WKAR. So if we decide to no longer hold live current sports shows starting next week, I'll be producing those from home and will still be on the radio. So you will have a fresh, may not be live, but you will have a fresh current sports still when you turn on that radio dial or hop on WKAR.org. You'll have a current sports show, a fresh show in your life. It may not be live, but again, it'll be in your life still. All right. And what I'm debating on doing is possibly holding some Facebook Live sessions, you know, from my place of residence to keep you guys a part of the show and to still keep current sports in your life. Because, look, I get it, man. I mean, you guys tune in to current sports and you guys tune into sports talk radio to get away from this mess. I know it's depressing as heck, right? Because as a sports fan, you're sitting there saying, what do I watch now? You know, you feel like a big part of your life has just been ripped right from you. And look, looking at the broader picture, I mean, all of our lives are changing right now, whether you want to admit that or not, whether we have come to terms with that or not. You will come to terms with that if you haven't already. Our lives are changing right now. We got to adjust as a society. But I'm here to tell you that it's going to be all right, man. But I think we all, wherever you're listening at right now, wherever you may be, you know, I know Governor Gretchen Whitmer, she made the announcement yesterday that schools K through 12 here in this great state of Michigan will not be holding classes for a few weeks. It's you know, so wherever you may be right now, you're probably at home, you may be at work, wherever you are, I want to let you guys know it's going to be all right. We are going to get through this together. I think everybody needs to take a big, deep breath. Let's do it together. One, two, three, in, and then out. You heard Alec Rios, his mic is on, so you probably heard it. You probably, ow, wow, that's a deep breath you got there. No, that's Alec Rios' mic on, so you probably were confused. They're like, whoa, ow. Oh, my gosh. You have a huge lung capacity there. Alec Rios is behind the glass. It's weird what's going on right now, my man, but we can't panic. You got to find... You got to find the joys in life right now, which is tough to do when you are a sports fan and sports are right now not a part of your life. It's weird.
But find
other joys, man. Find a good book. Spend time with your family. Have some conversations with them, man. Just kick it with them. When's the last time? Because a lot of us sports fans just go into our man cave, right, or woman cave, and we just turn on the TV and just zoom into that TV and lock in and root for our respective teams. But when's the last time you had a real conversation with your mom, with your dad, with your cousins, your brother, sister? So I try to look at the glasses as half full rather than half empty. So use this opportunity to draw closer to your loved ones, check on them, and also to expand your mind. I mean, again, you know, I'm big on, you know, I'm a big book reader, Alec, and you know, I'm trying to read a book a month right now, and I'm actually reading two this month. I've already got two checked off my list for January and February, so this gives me more time to do that, to dive into some literature. You guys know I've been acting now for 3 years, so. I've been studying up on that even more and diving into that and practicing scenes and talking to my acting coach and all this stuff, man. So we have to find, ways in our lives to be productive, excuse me, and to channel that energy that we would usually use, you know, to root for our respective teams and channel that energy into something else productive or find something else you enjoy doing.
The coronavirus just doesn't stop the grind. No matter what,
man. Right.
Nothing does.
Exactly. You know, and again, be safe. You know, I also work out a lot, Alec, and I know that
gyms right now may not be the safest place to go. Yeah, no. So I have altered, you know, that you gotta adjust, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't be so defiant when it comes to something as serious as this. You know, I still see some people out there saying, "Yeah, I'm gonna go, and this ain't about to stop me from living my best life. I'm gonna go to Jamaica and live it up. I bought my ticket." People are buying cheap flights right now because everything is down right now. It's like the world is on sale. So flight tickets are down in the dumps. I just ask, if you are traveling, be safe. I know that a pilot just tested positive for coronavirus. I forget what airline it was, and I don't want to put that airline on blast live here on the radio. I won't do that. But, you know, it's a really tough time right now. I just ask that you be smart, be safe, try to look at, you know, the little things in life. And find joy in those things and find something you love doing. Try to stay positive. That's all I'm trying to say here. And hopefully us here at WKAR, you know, and us here at Current Sports specifically, because, you know, our WKAR news team is around the clock covering this now. If we hope to kind of give you a break from the coronavirus, at least for 1 hour out the day. It's kind of tough to do right now. Not kind of. It is tremendously tough to do right now because the coronavirus has had such an impact in the world of sports. So part of this, you know, next week I may be flying this plane solo. I want to ask you all out there, you know, what do you want to hear? What do you want to talk about? Because, you know, talking about the big dance, it's not happening. We knew that was coming down the pike. I mean, just moments after I said goodbye to all of you at 2 p.m. yesterday, the announcement came out that the NCAA tourney was done, kaput, canceled. Not postponed, but completely canceled. I'm going to dive into that in just a moment. But, you know, and there's only so much. So there's only so many MSU football previews I can do. There's only so much I can do when talking about Mel Tucker's coaching staff. I'm really squeezing that sponge, and I've done that the last 2 weeks now and trying to get all I can out of that conversation. What do you want to talk about? You know, I don't know. You want to talk about some Netflix shows? We could take a break and do that sometimes, you know, at some points as well. Because, you know, maybe sitting at home all day, Alec, people need. I'll tell you what, Netflix right now.
Netflix and chill with Al Martin.
There we go. Oh, I like that. I like that, man. I like that a lot. Netflix and chill with Al Martin. Yeah, because look, you're sitting at home and there's no sports on. You know, and I'm a big entertainment guy, man. I'm always watching, like I'm watching Altered Carbon right now. That's one of my shows I'm watching. High Fidelity on Hulu. I just finished that with the great Zoe Kravitz. She is amazing in it. So I got my ear close to that realm as well. We can talk about that. I want to know what do you guys want to hear? Because this is going to be a little different. With sports not happening, it's kind of hard to talk about sports, Alec, right?
That's true. Yeah, and going back to the whole MSU campus being a ghost town. Yesterday, I went to Sparty's, and for those of you that don't know who Sparty's is, it's basically just like something you can get, like a snack or something to drink. It's mainly for students and stuff. But so I went there yesterday, the one in the Commerce Building, and the people that were working there were surprised to see me in there, and I just went and ringed up my stuff. And basically the person goes, "Yeah, you're the first person in the last 4 hours to buy anything from Sparty's."
Everybody's like, nobody wants to buy anything.
It's crazy.
In the public, you know what I mean?
It's insane.
Everybody wants to, you know, go. And don't get me started on the grocery store right now. I mean, trying to go to the grocery store and buy food is like, I mean, you're crossing your fingers. It's like hit or miss. I mean, don't even try it. Don't get me started with the whole toilet paper thing. You can't find toilet paper anywhere. I'm on the phone with my 92-year-old grandmother as I'm walking into to Studio West today, and she's like, "Baby, I see everybody on the news is buying up all this toilet paper, and I have no toilet paper. I just told your father to go out, and if he finds some, please bring some back."
That's how
my grandma talks as well. That's a pretty good impression of Grandma Martin. But it's, you know, it's just, I don't understand the whole toilet paper thing.
Yeah.
It's just weird. But, you know, trying to go to the grocery store and just buy food.
People act,
and non-perishables. It's tough, man. No, it's like Mission Impossible. It really is.
I know. People are acting like COVID-19 is only found in like Taco Bell or something, and that you got to get toilet paper. You have to get toilet paper. It's just absurd to me.
Well, you know what an alternative is? Look, man, if you need toilet paper, I'm from the west side of Detroit where we always weren't. We had to pinch a penny. I'll just say that. If you need to, look, man, sometimes you just got to roll, you know, roll with some paper towel, man. You know, do what you got to do. All right.
Hey, it'd be like that sometimes.
It'd be like that sometimes, man. All right. That's a cheat code for today, for today's current sports. See, we can have some fun. We can crack a smile, even though it's hard to right now. All right, folks.
Hey, humor's the best way to cope through some things, you know.
For sure.
Something like this, you got to.
Without a doubt, Alec. All right, let's proceed here with that. That's called a segue, folks. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. You know, before I proceed here, Alec, Ben comments on our Facebook page and says, break out the paper towel, y'all. That's great. That's a classic. Yeah, man, look, man, if you can't, if that's you got to get it how you live it, man. You know, if your local store doesn't have paper towel, look, go roll with the paper towel. All right. I've had to do that numerous occasions back in the day. Oh, boy. What does this show turn into to start off, man? We got some more comments coming in. Connor Mathis, our fill-in engineer on Mondays of the Argus Press as well. Connor is pubbing the HBO show The Outsider, which I've heard great things about. I'm going to add that to my list. And also Alex comments and says the Wu-Tang American Saga was pretty good. And it was. I flew through that as well when that came out, Alex. That's a story about, you know, how the Wu-Tang Clan became the Wu-Tang Clan. So Shameik Moore is actually in it. I'm a huge fan of Shameik. If you don't know who Shameik Moore is, hey, wake up. He was in the great movie Dope, as well as he's the voice of the Spider-Man animated movie. He's the voice of Spider-Man in that movie. So the one that won, like, I think it won an Oscar or Golden Globe, one of those two. So, yeah, check that out. So Wu-Tang American Saga was awesome. So, yeah, great recommendation there, Alex. Okay. In our headliners today, it's pretty much like yesterday. A lot of cancellations in the world of sports. The 2020 men's and women's NCAA tournaments have been canceled, along with all remaining winter and spring championships. The men's tournament has been played every year since 1939. The women's tournament debuted in 1982, and the decision came one day after the NCAA announced its plan to hold the tournament without fans in attendance, and yesterday saw a wave of leagues suspending their seasons, including Major League Baseball, the National Hockey League, Major League Soccer. Every remaining Division I college basketball conference tournament also canceled. Many abruptly as games were about to tip off or were actually in session. I don't know what in the world the Big East was waiting on out in New York City at the mecca of basketball, Madison Square Garden. But that game tipped off, and then soon after, well, not soon after, actually. They both had, I forget which two teams were on the floor at the time, but they both had points in the 20s, and it was like around halftime. So it just made no sense to me. So, you know, just seeing a lot of reaction on Twitter as well. Duke's Cassius Stanley on Twitter said, heartbreaking but the right thing to do concerning the cancellation of the NCAA tournament. Trey Jones from Duke also tweeted, it doesn't seem real. Kansas's Devin Dotson calls it a nightmare. Tom Izzo also weighed on this. I'm going to get to Tom Izzo's comments later on this hour. And Cassius Winston, I'm going to get to his reaction to the news as well, because he posted something that was very heartfelt yesterday concerning his Spartan career seemingly being over. All right. And if you don't know, now you know. The Michigan High School Athletic Association has announced that all winter tournaments are suspended, effective immediately and indefinitely. All right, the MHSAA said the cancellation comes amidst coronavirus concerns. The ice hockey, girls gymnastics, and Lower Peninsula boys swimming and diving finals have been suspended for this weekend, while the girls and boys basketball tourneys are midway through earlier rounds of their playoff progressions. So, again, right now, postponed. We'll have to just, I mean, again, we don't know right now. If this thing continues to get worse, postponed may turn to canceled. We'll have to just wait and see, folks. But right now, there are no postseason sports, postseason tournaments happening in the world of high school sports right now. So, again, we'll just have to evaluate this and this whole thing, just like every league that has been postponed or suspended right now. This is a story that we that's as far as we can go. All right, and news concerning the Lansing Lugnuts, like almost every other professional and college sports organization and team at this point, Major League Baseball announced yesterday that the start of the 2020 season would be delayed in light of the coronavirus outbreak, and that does include the start of the Lansing Lugnuts season. The Lugnuts actually celebrating their 25th season in the Single-A Midwest League. The Lugnuts season was supposed to start at April 9th. This is what Lugnuts owner Tom Dixon said in a press release. Quote, the first and foremost priority for the Lugnuts is the safety and the health of our fans and employees. While we will miss playing baseball at Cooley Law School Stadium for the early part of the season, rest assured that once this threat passes, we will be back to provide inexpensive family fun to all the residents of Mid-Michigan. And also, two upcoming events at Cooley Law School Stadium. The Capital Clash between Michigan and Michigan State baseball teams on April 14th. And the GLIAC baseball tournament from May 7th to the 10th have been not postponed, but completely canceled. Those events will not take place anymore. Of course, that is in direct relation trying to contain the spread of the coronavirus. Minor League Baseball had announced yesterday that the 2020 regular season, again, as I just mentioned in the previous headliner, the Lansing Lugnuts is delayed indefinitely. So no surprise that the Capital Clash and the GLIAC, they've decided to cancel those events. Here's some kind of positive spin to a story involving the cancellation of sports. The suspension of play in the NBA will have major financial implications, but the Detroit Pistons will try to soften the blow for their employees and staff members at Little Caesars Arena. All Pistons employees, including hourly and part-time staff who support game day activities at LCA, will be paid. How awesome is that? Yes, they all will still get checks during the league's hiatus. The organization will also reach out to other companies that employ staff at the arena and are hopeful of providing financial assistance to them as well. And I don't know if you guys saw what Kevin Love of the Cleveland Cavaliers did, but he cut a check to the employees who work for the Cleveland Cavaliers organization, and I believe those at that arena as well, to help out their finances during this suspension in the NBA as well. So that is absolutely awesome, awesome stuff. Okay, back to more cancellations. The Masters Tournament. Oh, gosh, this one really hurt me today, too. Excuse me. The Masters Tournament, which is golf's first major championship of the year, will be postponed due to you-know-why. Augusta National officials made that announcement this morning. The Masters, which was scheduled for April 9th to the 12th, is the fifth event on the PGA Tour schedule that will not be played in its current spot on the calendar. And that's following the cancellation of the remainder of the Players Championship, the Valspar Championship in Palm Harbor, Florida, the WGC Dell Match Play Championship out in Austin, Texas, and the Valero Texas Open. out in San Antonio. So unclear is when the event will be played, the Masters I'm talking about here, and whether the Augusta National Women's Amateur and Drive, Chip, and Putt events will also be part of the rescheduling. The Masters dates back to 1934, has never been played outside of March or April. For years, it was held. It held firm, ending on the second Sunday of April. So, of course, I was looking forward to seeing, and it still am. You know, it's still going to take place. We just don't know when. But you know, it's just going to feel weird not having the Masters during that portion of the sporting schedule. Again, the second Sunday of April. I mean, that's usually when we're like, all right, Final Four and March Madness. Okay, it's time for the Masters now. Yeah, not right now, though. Also, for the first time in its 124-year history, the Boston Marathon will not be run in April. Local and state officials announced today that they are moving the iconic race, which brings millions, around like a mil when it comes to attendance, to Boston each spring. To a new marathon Monday. They're actually going to move this. It looks to be scheduled for September 14th. And that's a shift they hope will help blunt the spread of the coronavirus while preserving one of Boston's most beloved traditions. This is what Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, who was joined for the announcement by Boston Mayor Martin J. Walsh, Boston Athletic Association officials, and leaders of several towns along the 26.2-mile route. Quote, it won't look right on the calendar, but it's certainly the right thing to do. And all games in England's Premier League, the EFL, FA, Women's Super League, and Women's Championship are also postponed. The Premier League said play will start in April on April 4th, subject to conditions at the time. BBC Sports editor Dan Roan says resuming on the date is privately deemed, quote, almost impossible. So we'll probably see that April 4th date, according to Dan Roan, moved. Really tough stuff there. And I know one of our listeners, I believe it was either Aaron or Alex. I want to say it was Aaron, Alec. He commented on our Facebook page and said that, hey, man, I'm still going to WWE. I'm still going to WWE. But
not anymore.
Not anymore. No. I know. I believe it was Alex who was commenting and saying that he had tickets to WWE's SmackDown. But that's not happening now. The World Wrestling Entertainment has joined the list of organizations that have decided to host events without a live audience amid coronavirus concerns. The sports entertainment company announced yesterday that its weekly event, SmackDown, will move to the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, and that show will be performed without fans. So the event, which takes place last Friday, is it today? That was supposed to be today.
It was supposed to be today, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. The event was supposed to, which was scheduled for today, was originally, scheduled to be in front of thousands of fans in Detroit at Little Caesars Arena. You know, guys like John Cena, Roman Reigns, Jeff Hardy billed as featured guest at this week's event. Just different, man. So those are your list of cancellations, latest list of cancellations coming from the world of sports. You know, I want to do something different, you know, since we're knocking on the door of 1:30 here, Alec. Let's hit our first break. Call in and comment 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. You can call or text that number. Many of you weighing in at Facebook.com/WKAR News. You can tweet us at Al Martin WKAR or at WKAR News. We'll be right back. And I want to talk about, you know, this year's NCAA tournament being canceled. What a year it could have been for Michigan State men's basketball when talking about, you know, how this team was clicking, really clicking, you know, just as the postseason was about to begin. And what the NCAA, what I think they may do moving forward here, because this is unprecedented. I mean, the NCAA tourney gone. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Friday the 13th edition of WKAR's Current Sports.
We are going to remember March 11th, Wednesday night, as the night that the NBA as a league took a timeout.
It wasn't just an unprecedented night in sports. This was an unprecedented night in our country. We know Rudy Gobert, the first person to test positive for the coronavirus, and now this morning, his teammate Donovan Mitchell also testing positive for the coronavirus. Next, baseball. Within the last hour, Major League Baseball suspended all spring training games and delayed the start of the regular season by at least 2 weeks.
It's important to know that some things are bigger than baseball, bigger than sports.
In college basketball, 19 leagues, including the Power Five, the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, SEC, Pac-12, canceled their men's basketball conference tournaments today.
Somebody put out something, the NCAA tournament is next. That's just logical. It has to happen. It can't not happen.
Mark Emmert has just announced that the men's and women's tournaments, as well as all remaining winter and spring NCAA championships, have been canceled.
Bottom line is, this is an epidemic. It is something that's bigger than a trophy being passed out, any championship being won. This is about lives.
NASCAR announcing they will hold its race events without fans in attendance. The NHL has announced it's suspending the season in the wake of the spread of coronavirus. The ATP has announced a six-week suspension of the men's professional tennis tour. Major League Soccer suspending its season until further notice.
The PGA Tour has canceled the remaining three rounds of the Players' Championship.
End of the day, professional sport, it means nothing. It means nothing in the lens of making the world safe again.
It's safe to say we have never seen a day like this in sports, perhaps in history.
Yeah, it's still hard to wrap your head around it. You know, it feels like a bad dream. It really does. Feels like a dream that you're just you're waiting to wake up from. Like, please slap me, wake me up. It still doesn't feel real. You know, we have never seen a moment like this in our world's history, our nation's history, and in sports history. You know, this is something that I'll be talking to my grandkids about and trying to put in perspective. And I'm just now seeing here, I'm getting an email from the College of Communication Arts and Sciences and from, you know, our bosses here at WKAR that they are encouraging us to work from home now. You know, it's just such an odd time. And what I want to do right now, again, you can call in, you know, you can use this time to vent as well. You know, anything that you need to get off your chest, anything that you want to talk to me about, please do so. You know, we are a current sports family here. You are a part of the current sports family. And anything you need to get off your chest and vent about, please do so. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. You know, before I talk about, you know, the cancellation of the big, not just the Big Ten tournament, but the NCAA tournament. Let's go to our phone lines right now. Why not? We got Mike from Saginaw on line one. Mike, what's up, my man?
What's up, my man? And thanks for taking my call, Al. Did you know the NBA is season is 3/4 complete?
What, repeat that one more time, Mike.
The NBA season is 3/4 complete.
Yeah, I know.
And I just looked at the statistics and everything. I'm always, I call in sometime and I talk about how long, everybody, including me, saying the regular season is too long. But I just think about it, it ended at the right time to me. I just hope they're going to try to wait this out. You think they're going to wait 30 days?
They will. Adam Silver was on Inside the NBA with Ernie Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, and Kenny the Jet Smith. Charles Barkley, in fact, was not there on the desk with those brothers, as he usually is, because he was in New York and was actually feeling really under the weather, and he actually was in a self-quarantine out in NYC, and he was awaiting test results back for the coronavirus. But Adam Silver came on that broadcast last night. I watched the entire thing and said that the NBA is going to wait 30 days and reevaluate from there. But the NBA season, whenever – and that's the thing. There's such an unknown factor here. We don't know when our American government is going to deem it safe, again, to be in large crowds and is going to, you know, deem it safe in correlation and with picking the brain of the CDC to say, okay, sports are good to resume now. We just don't know. But if this thing does clear up in 30 days, we're going to have basketball, hopefully. But that's best case scenario, Mike. We got to prepare and expect the unexpected at this point.
Do you say it's not going to be no more regular season? They're going to go straight to the playoffs. I heard.
I would really like that. I would really like that. I mean, why play out, you know, the last few games? I don't know how many games were left in the NBA season, like 20 or so.
Right.
Something like
that. There was about 12, I think. They had like 70. It was 70 games played.
Yeah, see, it's like, why? Why? Just go, you know, there wasn't going to be this seismic shift in the standings. I would have to look again. I don't know. Maybe some teams are jumbled up in the Eastern Conference or Western Conference, but I would love it if they just went straight to the playoffs. And look, man, whether or not the NBA Finals is in June or April, June or August, people are going to watch. Mm-hmm. People are going to watch.
It makes it difficult because the Summer Olympics when is the Summer Olympics? Is it in August? Or September?
That's a good question. Can we look up the date there?
The dates are, usually the Olympics are run June, July. And so basically what happens is that what I know about the Olympics and the coronavirus right now is that they have a window up until like mid to late May on whether or not they're going to continue with either postponing or completely getting rid of the Olympics completely.
And one thing, the Olympics this year. You can't. You just can't have the Olympics this year. As of right now, I mean, you know, Tokyo is going to be held in Tokyo. All of the traveling that needs to take place with the athletes and everybody involved with the opening ceremony. And I know it's affecting Tokyo as well. So much travel, so much planning. Right now, our world is dealing with a pandemic. They did have the torch lighting ceremony yesterday, and even that was kind of closed off from spectators. I don't see how you can hold an event of that magnitude with what we're experiencing right now.
Yeah, and the big thing is that the Olympics, there's something in the contract, in the International Olympics Committee contract, that you can only postpone the Olympics up until like November, December. You can't have any events cross over into 2021. That's specifically stated in the contract.
Yeah, it's a mess. We just don't know, Mike. We're all at a wait and see right now.
I gotta ask you about the college season. Now we know the regular season champions, since they're not going to the NCAA tournament. Now the regular season champion is the regular season champion, right? We don't have to have no. Of course, they canceled the postseason tournament, and it was just like the whole thing where the ACC always had a postseason tournament to send their team to the. But postseason, the NCAA, now you don't have to have that anymore. You know who won the regular season championship. So the season did have some meaning this year, did it?
A little bit. But I'm going to – and thank you for the call, Mike. Really
thank
appreciate you.
You
call anytime, bro. Love hearing
thank
from you. You be safe out there. Okay. And I want to dive into that right now. When you – Because this has been debated. You know, first off, I you got to feel for these athletes, right? You got to feel for these young men and women who have played all year and are trying to, you know, the seniors especially, right? That's who you really feel for, the seniors who play college sports, who have worked all year to try and have this magical senior campaign. Those college basketball players who are trying to make a deep tourney run and put their talents on display to try and bolster NBA draft stocks. A guy like Cassius Winston, who goes down as arguably the most beloved Spartan of all time, His season is now over. And in Cassius Winston, you know, he had a very heartfelt Instagram post on his profile yesterday, just, you know, stating just a few words. You know, it was a picture of him dimly lit, of him walking into the tunnel to go to the locker room at the Breslin Center with the caption, "Forever a Spartan Dog." And, you know, this is a young man in Cassius Winston. You know, we've debated his NBA draft stock for a long time. You know, Cassius Winston isn't the biggest, strongest, fastest, or most athletic, but he is the smartest college basketball player in the nation. But, you know, when it comes to the NBA, they look at how your body translates to the game as well. And that has a lot to do with your draft stock. And that's why a lot of people aren't high on Cassius Winston being a high pick in the NBA. And for something unprecedented like this to happen, you know, and I have, you know, at first I evaluated the conversation from this standpoint. And the conversation I'm talking about is whether or not the NCAA should grant an extra year of eligibility to seniors due to what we have seen with the coronavirus outbreak, canceling postseason basketball tournaments, including the Big Dance, which is the NCAA tournament. Should seniors be given a mulligan, be given a pass, where we say to them, this was not fair. If you want to come back for an extra year, you can do that. At first, I looked at it and said, well, too much of the season has already been played. You know, to Mike's point, I mean, we got through the regular season. You know, we saw Michigan State men's basketball, you know, which feels like 5 weeks ago. But, you know, with everything that's happened this week with the coronavirus outbreak, but that was just last weekend on Sunday evening. We watched seniors Kyle Arnes, Connor George, Joshua Langford, and Cassius Winston all say goodbye to the Breslin Center crowd, kiss the Spartan head in a senior night ceremony that was fabulous, and they won another banner. Three straight Big Ten championships. And now, you know, they're clicking at the right time. They have all of this momentum. Everybody in Spartan Nation is excited. And then something unexpected that is out of their control snatches away their postseason dreams. Snatches away a possible one shining moment. Is that fair? No. And at first I evaluated and said, well, they've played 90% of the season. Can you really give them an extra year of eligibility? But this has never happened before. This is an unprecedented circumstance. You can't compare this to anything. You can't prepare for this. It's not fair because you play the regular season in hopes of putting your team in the best position possible for the postseason. You play for the postseason. I really wish I could remix the famous Herm Edwards line that we play here on Current Sports. You play to win the game? Yeah, you play to win the game, but you also play to win championships. You play for the postseason.
Hello?
Yeah.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Exactly. And you play to win the game because you play to win championships, and winning helps you win championships. That's what Michigan State's culture is all about now. Tom Izzo isn't happy with a Big Ten banner. Yeah, he's happy, but he's not, I should say, satisfied with that. And is it fair for a Cassius Winston to have to hang up his college basketball shoes this early? If I was the NCAA, I would sit down and really think about this, really think about what's right, what's fair, and at least give college basketball seniors the option to come back for another year if they want to. Sure, there are going to be some seniors that say, look, I'm already not getting paid. My draft stock is high. Deuces, I'm out. NBA, here I come, baby. Sure, there are going to be a lot of seniors that do that. But there are also going to be a lot of seniors that say, you know what? I did not get my fair opportunity to possibly win a national championship. I mean, can you think also, I think of a guy like Lamar Stevens at Penn State. Penn State hasn't won a tourney game. I don't even know when's the last time that happened. I mean, can you imagine what he's thinking about? You know, there are so many reactions. You know, I combed through just a few of them at the top of the hour in our headliners. I mean, there have been so many reactions from college basketball seniors specifically who feel like their hearts have been ripped out, thrown on the ground, and just stomped on because they won't have an opportunity to embrace the magic of March that is March Madness. So for me, Alec, I would love if the NCAA said, we'll give you an extra year if you want it. Is that going to have a ripple effect? For sure it will have a ripple effect when it comes to recruiting. Because I'm sure if this happens, you know, maybe a guard who's expected to go to said school, he's making a decision based on the fact that, okay, the senior guard is leaving. This is an opportunity for me to go to said school and maybe make an immediate impact. This is going to have a ripple effect if you do this. But it will be awesome. It will be cool. And above both of those, it would be fair.
I got to say this. One unexpected person to come back on Twitter. It's going to ring a bell. Joey Hauser. He came back and he tweeted on Twitter and eligible. So that's interesting to see. If Cassius Winston does get another year of eligibility along with the other seniors.
Oh, my goodness.
Playing alongside Joey Hauser, that might put to rest all the, you know, all the doubts. You know, like, oh, well, Joey Hauser, him being eligible this year wouldn't have mattered. That could potentially put to rest all of those.
If Joey, you know, if Cassius Winston, if this happens and seniors are allowed one more year, can you imagine the hype that's going to be surrounded around this team next season? I mean, you're going to get Joey Hauser back. Michigan State's going to be your preseason number one for back-to-back years. They will be. Just simple as that. Simple as that. If this happens, and then Joshua Langford, I think this will sway him as well. You know, a guy who was injured, you know, all of this season, basically, coming back and playing with Cassius, what? It'll just be cool to see. Again, I'm just throwing around scenarios here. And, you know, I do want to address this because I heard, you know, Tom Izzo, he was on, you know, national TV and national radio talking about, you know, the cancellation of the tournament. And he was a bit puzzled why the tournament was completely canceled and not postponed. And, you know, that's something that I also thought about as well. But it's like when you have so many question marks, I think the NCAA is looking at this and saying to themselves, look, these are kids that are at risk right now. We don't want to be liable. The smartest thing to do to protect ourselves. I mean, we can't have this thing bleeding all the way into like May or June, can we? You know, the school year is over. College basketball that far out. I don't think it's worth it. And then you're talking about the NBA draft on the horizon as well. You know, a lot of these young studs who are top picks are looking at this and saying, all right, well, when are we going to play this? I mean, you can only push it out so far until you start talking about impeding on the professional rank schedule, you know, the NBA draft, and who knows, the NBA draft may be pushed as well. There's just so many unknowns that the NCAA is saying, let's just wash our hands of this year. They're taking the safe route. They're washing their hands of this year. It makes total sense. Let's think about next season. You know, we can't keep pushing this out. And I get it. There's a lot of emotion involved from a coaching perspective, from a player perspective, but ultimately I think this was the right move.
Yeah, I agree, because no matter what, if we were to, you know, go down the road and have it played in June, July, or in the summer, no matter who wins, people are always going to put an asterisk next to it and then just say, oh, well, the only reason why you won was because, you know, you had all this time to prep and practice and all that. But, you know, I don't know. At this point, it's just not even worth it because, yeah, like you said, there are so many uncertainties that we don't know anything about the virus. We don't know how long it's going to be impacting our daily lives. You know, we don't know if the worst is still yet to come. Like, we don't know. There's just so much stuff we don't know about it. And
exactly.
So every single sporting association, they're just taking, I'd rather be safe than sorry. That's the approach that they're taking. And I don't blame them for that, because there's so much moving parts, moving people, you know, moving just so much stuff going on behind the scenes that, you know, they got to take every precaution necessary.
You know, I did the math yesterday right before we said goodbye, and 68 college basketball teams make the tournament. 15 players on a roster. Looking at about like 1,020 players there. And then you add on all of the coaches and other personnel, like trainers and, you know, basketball, you know, student assistants, that kind of thing. And you're talking well into at least, I think, 1,300 people. Can you imagine if one of them got the virus? Just how many that could put at risk? You just can't. You cannot take that risk. Especially when you're talking about young athletes who aren't getting paid. You had to cancel that. I mean, you know, Grant Hill, who I didn't even know. Grant Hill was a member of the NCAA board, and he had been taking conference calls, emergency conference calls, all throughout, you know, the last 2 days as the NCAA debated before coming to that conclusion that they had to cancel the tournament, and said that, look, man, ultimately this was the best decision that we could come up with. When it concerns protecting these student athletes and ensuring that we aren't putting them at risk. So,
For God's sake, I mean, Fred Hoiberg, he looked horrible at the beginning of the Big Ten tournament.
And he just had the flu.
No, I know. Yeah. He just had the flu. But, you know, even just someone who just doesn't feel good. At this point, everyone's so heightened with their reactions and stuff. I mean, understandably so with what's going on, you know, that. You couldn't even play a game without just being scared that someone could potentially be sick. And so your mind is already somewhere else besides, you know, the game going on, because everyone's thinking about their families and, you know, going through this, because everyone knows at least someone who's got some kind of ailment that this coronavirus could affect. And so you're not 100% in the game mentally, no matter how strong you think you are mentally, no matter where you are, it doesn't matter. Everyone's just looking from the human aspect of it, that we got to look out for each other. We got to do what's right for humanity. And that's the decision they made. And yeah, it's the best decision.
You got to live with that, man. And, you know, if this is in fact, you know, the last game for the Michigan State seniors, if it was in fact this past Sunday, man, congratulations to them. They will be missed, especially Cassius Winston. And, you know, he's going to be a guy. Now we just debate, right? I still believe that the selection show should happen one Sunday to give some of these teams some peace of mind, to let these teams know that, okay, we would have been here. We would have played here. It just to ease the mind from a mental standpoint. I still believe, and as far as my knowledge is concerned, I believe the selection show is still happening on Sunday. That will still be broadcast, so you'll get a chance to see, I believe, at least which teams made the tournament, and then let the debate in the barbershops and at the family gatherings go from there. I think that'd be kind of cool. We may talk about who would have went all the way on Monday's current sports. You know,
did you play MW2 when it came out?
What's NW2?
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Of course. I was playing it last night.
See, what I think should be done, just settle it like men. Right. 1v1 on Rust.
There we go.
1v1 on Rust. And that's how we determine who won the tournament or
I like
anything.
That.
1v1
I like that.
On Rust.
Just simulate the thing.
Right? Exactly.
I like that. All right, let's take our final break. We'll come back. We'll say goodbye to you all, and we'll try to put a bow on what has been the most challenging and wild week here on WKAR's Current Sports. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. You know, from my Reflection Friday, you know, I've been thinking, man, and, you know, Alec, we talked about this yesterday. This may be your last in-studio Current Sports show. So I kind of just want to pass the mic to you, man, behind the glass. You know, you've been with us for about 2 years now, right? I want to say.
Yeah.
And you and Jack have done a fantastic job. Jack, is not with us today. He was actually planning on going to the Big Ten tournament, but he's away with family and at home right now. I'm going to give him the opportunity later on, but this may indeed be the last live in-studio current sports show for you. That is, if, you know, we don't know what's going to happen around April 20th. There are so many unknowns. So I just want to kind of give the mic to you, man, and let you say whatever is on your mind, any message you got for the listeners, and let us know what you're doing now, man. I know you're in grad school and you graduate, right?
I actually got an email from one of my professors this morning about how one of the projects I was working on last semester actually won a mark of excellence for, I think it was the professional, it's some professional journalism
some
program
award.
Thing, some type
you
of award.
It.
And it was a top three finalist.
Wow.
And we don't know if we won first, second, or third just yet. But we'll find that out on April 3rd. It was supposed to be some awards ceremony, but as of what's going on right now, that's probably going to be pushed back.
Right.
But yeah, just that I got that award this morning, so that's pretty cool. Thank
man.
You. Thank you. So I'm planning on finishing my master's program out, barring any, you know, closing of classes. I mean, we're still doing everything online, so I'm just going through that. Just wanted to thank all the current sports listeners out there, you know, for, like I was saying this yesterday, you know, listening to some of the humor I put in the quick hit headliners, or just trying to brighten your day as much as I could in between the 1 to 2 p.m. time slot. I'm glad I was able to be a part of it. And, you know, from everything from saying disciplinely in front of Mark D'Antonio to just doing everything day by day, you know, I've enjoyed every single moment. I will cherish every single moment being a part of current sports. This will always be, you know, the place that, you know, gave me the first look for me to put my foot in the door, you know, because I didn't have any kind of internship before this. And, you know, this really helped me. This helped me in everything. I remember I used to be afraid to talk on radio or just on live, but I feel so much more comfortable now because of, you know, constantly being repetitive with it. And I feel like without this, I don't know where I'd be. So I would like to thank you, Al. I would like to thank the listeners, just everybody in WKAR. It's been an amazing run.
Hey, man,
that's for sure.
You're a superstar kid, and you know, we're going to be following you, your journey after you graduate and, you know, get that degree, that second degree, I should say, and do big things in this journalism world, man. So thank you so much, Alec, and thanks to all of our listeners out there. Thanks for bearing with us, and hopefully we brought some kind of joy to this really trying time that we're all going through. We'll see you back here, same time, same place on Monday. Keep locked to our current sports social media feeds over the weekend. Be easy, people.